We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 7:50. I'm Ray Dunaway. This is Joe D'Ambrosio.
Hi.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good to see you, Ray.
Let's talk about, okay, as you know, for the next couple of days, certainly until tomorrow, there'll be a lot of conversation about the 41st president of the United States. That, of course, would be George H.W. Bush.
Yep, who passed away on Friday. His remains were brought to the Capitol yesterday in a very moving ceremony, and they are open. It's open now for viewing of the public.
Right.
There'll be a services tomorrow, which will be attended by President Trump, Presidents Obama, Clinton. I'm not sure if Carter will be there. I'm sure he will if he can be.
I bet he would be.
And 43. And here to talk about George Bush is Wes Renfro. Wes Renfro, the Associate Dean of the College of Arts and Science at Quinnipiac, an Associate Professor of Poli-Sci, who did his dissertation on George Bush. Wes, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Go ahead, Raymond.
I was going to ask you how the story began. No, it's pretty interesting. I mean, he is an interesting guy. And I think over a period of time, a lot of people who weren't really crazy about him still came to assess him as a human being as a pretty decent guy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a guy whose life is marked by public service. And, you know, when you talk to staff members who worked for presidents, I don't think that any president instilled in much loyalty and his subordinates, as did George Herbert Walker Bush. Just a kind, gentle, thoughtful man. He certainly had some missteps from time to time,
yes.
Ran some tough campaigns, came out on the wrong side of some issues. But when you look at his entire life, this is a genteel guy who devoted decades of his life to public service.
Yeah, and often, Wes, one-term presidents are not looked upon favorably, but because of the personality of Bush, and I think he became more of a statesman outside of the office than maybe he was while he was president.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that he sort of found his footing a little bit. You know, I think there's a lot of presidents, especially one-term folks, who lament the fact that they're out of office, but he seems to handle the transition well and went on to do many great things.
And I think Jimmy Carter has done just about the same thing.
Yeah, very similar.
You know, let's talk for a minute about a couple of things that he did do that will have lasting effects and still to this day do and will. And that's the American with Disabilities Act, which he signed. And then I believe there was a Clean Air and Water Act that's still in effect. So, I mean, he did have some legislation with the help of Congress that he managed to get through that is pretty meaningful.
Yeah, those are certainly part of his legacy. I would also like to point out that, you know, he really knew that he was doing himself an electoral disservice when he went back on his pledge not to raise taxes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he believed that it was the right thing to do for the country. He thought that the United States was going down a path of fiscal ruin, and he put the country's interests, I think rightfully so, ahead of his own electoral interests, and I think that's a really nice way to sum up his political career.
And, of course, that's certainly made for many political ads, you know, read my lips, no new taxes. And just back to what you were talking about, you know, he and Bill Clinton, that was a pretty vicious campaign back in 92. And yet, after all was said and done, they became pretty good friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for all the laudatory things that we have to say about the 41st president, we should remember that this is a deeply competitive guy. You know, he sort of got this reputation as being a wimp, which belied the fact he was deeply, intensely competitive. And the worst of that came out during his campaigns, both in 1988 and 1992. But he had this ability to go from campaign mode back into regular life and treat his former adversaries with a great deal of respect. And I think that speaks well of his character.
Did he ever regret bringing Willie Horton into the first campaign against Michael Dukakis?
You know, in the aftermath of that election, he certainly said that he wished that he would have done some things a little bit differently and that he got a little bit carried away. But it's not clear that he specifically renounced the Willie Horton ad. I believe sort of knowing things about the way that he moved through the world, that he certainly understood that that was a mistake.
Also, one other thing, people misunderstood. He accomplished his goal when he invaded Iran. His intent was never to go all the way to Baghdad.
Right, right.
His intent was to do what he did, and so in that regard, that was mission accomplished. But it left a sour taste in some people's mouths. Obviously, 43 who wanted to go in and finish the job.
Yeah, you know, for all the sort of pop culture references to him being prudent, sort of in the form of Saturday Night Live skits, he really was a judicious, thoughtful, prudent person, and that certainly played out in his decision not to actually invade Kuwait or Iraq after liberating Kuwait. And also, I think it plays out in the way that he really deftly managed the end of the Cold War, which was probably one of the most dangerous times in American history, and he doesn't get enough credit for that.
Wesley B. Renfro's with us, doctor, might I add. He's at Quinnipiac, and he, of course, College of Arts and Sciences. He is the associate dean and professor of political science at DU, at QU. You know, and the other thing is, and I think it was President Obama. Well, a number of people have said it. You know, it's how you treat, like, the little people who really can't do much for you except keep you alive, namely the Secret Service agents. And there's a story this morning in the Daily Mail UK, and they're talking about, and based on a book by Ron Kessler, and they're talking about, you know, how the guy was really nice. He'd work Christmas Eve. He'd stay in Washington at the White House so the agents could actually spend a little time with their families.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, he instilled more loyalty and more goodwill from the people who worked for him and underneath him than anybody else that I can think of in American public life.
And it's going to be interesting tomorrow when we have all the presidents together, because obviously there's been some contention between one of them and the other four. But obviously tomorrow's not a day for political discourse. Tomorrow's a day to honor a truly great statesman and somebody who people in Connecticut should feel very close to for his time spent at Yale growing up in Greenwich, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Hey, Wes, let me ask you a question about him, too. You know, one thing I've noticed is that a number of former presidents don't really brag about what they did, and he certainly doesn't, I don't think.
No, you know, he's a modest guy, and there's a really great biography from 2015 by a stellar historian whose last name is Meacham. And he goes on at great length to make the point that George Herbert Walker Bush's mother instilled in all the Bush children the habit of not speaking about their own accomplishments. And that plays out through his life. He is someone who is quite understated, who doesn't have the sort of braggadocio that we oftentimes associate with the big personality to become political leaders.
Dr. Wes Renfro, thank you much for your time. It's a pleasure to meet
you. Thank you, doctor.
Yep. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks for being on. Well, there you go. It's kind of sad. I'm sorry, but I am sorry.
Well, I mean, he lived a great life. He was 94 years old.
You know, head of the CIA.
You know, I mean he did a lot.
Yeah.
UN ambassador.
He's been everything.
Yeah.
It's 7:58.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.